Music. You fly around. Hi, this is Jesse Brown, the host of Canada Land, Canada's only media criticism program. Every week I talk to some of the most interesting people in the country about some of the things that matter most. We talk about the news media, about comedy, film, music, and politics. And you can now listen on CJSF 90.1 FM every Monday at 5 p.m. Wait for it.
Pre-produced at my drive-through liquor store in East Vancouver, this is home of Burnaby Rock on CJSF 90.1 FM in Burnaby, British Columbia. CJSF is the campus community radio of Simon Fraser University, broadcasting from unceded Coast Salish territory, specifically of the Squamish, Tsleil-Waututh, Coquitlam, and Musqueam. Welcome back to new music for March 2026 here on the home of Burnaby Rock. That was The Big Set, and it started with Matt Post Band with the second unofficial single from A Billion Riffs. After that was Denava from 2023, and then a hot new song from Montreal band Pink Snail. From there it was Ken Park, and then 2070, who are my new favorite band, and they are from Los Angeles. Then it was a reissue of sorts of a 2010 album from Rangers called Suburban Tours. Then after that was my other favorite new band, Only God Forgives, with Car Song. From there it was a couple of Berkeley songs from Miranda Spatula and Nowhere Flower, and then The Ice Creams. And then after that was Twisted Teens. Then it was the new song from Cola called Hedge Sitting, and it is show winner. It is wide open as to who Canada's best band is these days, and I think this new stadium anthem puts Cola very much in the conversation. After that, it was the showrunner-up from local Vancouver artist Morning Bun. Wonderful song. The chorus sounds like Sex and Candy. But it's the ascending riff post-chorus that really makes it. Then it was relatively new Panda Bear, followed by Juke the Tiger, who are a Blaylocks artist I thought I would never play anything from. Overall, I'm confused by the lyrics, but great pre-chorus. From there, it was new Joe Past, another from Only God Forgives, and then another from 2070. I disagree with the vocal effect used on that one, but overall 2070 sounds to me like the second coming of the Oranges band. They may not have the funky phrasing, but they're just as cool. If you like what you heard tonight, do check out the audio archives at cjsf.ca/content/home-burnaby-rock. I have three more. The second is Bogan, but wait for the shoegaze dream pop chorus. And the final song starts off hot and deteriorates as it goes along, so the more I've talked, the more of it I can cut off. My timing is really fuzzy for this episode anyway, so I just don't know. Up next at 8 o'clock is the Arts Show, unless it's Thursday, in which case Liberty Crusade is up next. Have a great weekend. Thanks for listening.